It's February 4th for our Pray Today challenge, and I'm going to age myself just a bit today. When I was a kid, our family, when we took road trips, we were allowed, my sister and I, to go to the local grocery store and to find a magazine to read. Of course, this is pre-cell phone, pre-digital devices or iPads, or video games that plug into your headrest of your car. And I remember as a young boy picking out a magazine. Most of the time it would either be a sports magazine or it would be, are you ready for this, a Mad magazine. This was a funny magazine, at times inappropriate, brutally honest when it comes to politics and calling out things that are wrong with the world. And on the cover of Mad magazine, you would find a character, a make-believe character that kind of reminded me of a redheaded teenage Andy Griffith. His name was Alfred E. Newman. And there was a phrase that you would see so often on Mad magazines that said, "What me worry?" Alfred E. Newman didn't seem to worry about anything. Do people think that about you when a stressful situation comes up or there's a possibility of something bad happening? Do people look at you and say, "Wow, you do an amazing job of not worrying," as if you say to them, "What, me worry?" I think for most of us, we would say that doesn't really describe us. I want to take you real quick to Matthew chapter 6. I call this the worriers verses in the Bible, chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. But I'm just going to read to you the 33rd and 34th verse. It, preceding this, it talks about worrying about all the little things, like what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, the little things in life. Verse 33 says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Verse 34, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Why worry about today? Why worry about tomorrow? We show trust in God when we control our worrying as much as possible. I'd like to take just a moment and ask you to think about something that you're worried about, something that you think might happen, something that you know will happen, but something nonetheless that you worry about, that you worry about today, or that you tend to worry about often. Maybe it's a child, maybe it's a decision you have to make, maybe it's what's going to happen in our country, maybe it's any number of things that people worry about. Where your next paycheck's going to come from, how finances are going to come together, how you're going to be able to afford to retire, how you're going to possibly do this thing we call parenting, how you're going to find the right spouse to spend the rest of your life with. I don't know what it is, but there are so many things that we're tempted to worry about. I want to pray about those today. Let's pray. God, we know, if we're honest, that worry cannot coexist with trust, with trusting you. Forgive us when we allow worry to control us. We know, Lord, that the fix for worry is surrender to you, is surrendering the things that we tend to be overwhelmed with in worry. God, for that specific thing or those specific things that you've made so clear to the people here in this prayer today that they worry about, Lord, in this moment, we hand that over to you. We understand that we will probably have to hand this over again and again and again in many of these things. But we hand over our worry to you. Father, we know that you have not called us to have spirit of fear, but God, that you give us exactly what we need in our times of need. And we know, Lord, that you're on the throne, that you're sovereign, and that you will take care of us. So God, for the worries today that we have, may we remember this prayer. God, I hand that back over to you again. Thank you for gladly taking my worry. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to replace my worry with trust. Amen.